On today's show, NASCAR could go on the auction block. More people are getting run over by cars than ever before. And we'll tell you when Toyota is going to replace the Highlander. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, could NASCAR be up for sale? Reuters reports that the France family, which controls NASCAR, is working with Goldman Sachs to potentially find a buyer. NASCAR soared in popularity during the 1990s, bringing in major sponsors to the series. But when its most popular star, Dale Earnhardt, was killed at the 2001 Daytona 500, that growth came to an end. And when NASCAR introduced its Car of Tomorrow in 2007, it seems the general public started losing interest in the series. The Car of Tomorrow meant every car was exactly the same, and they used decals of headlights and grills to try and distinguish Chevys from Fords from Toyotas. Television ratings and track attendance have dropped, and NASCAR has failed to bring in a new generation of fans. Reuters says there could be several media companies interested in buying the series. More and more people are getting run over in the U.S. Pedestrian fatalities hit a low point during the Great Recession in 2009, when fewer people were driving, but in 2016, they jumped 46% to nearly 6,000 fatalities, the highest total since 1990. The increase is in urban and suburban areas, away from intersections, on busy roads, and in the dark. And with the rise of SUVs, the accidents are more likely to involve those types of vehicles, as well as high horsepower models. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety recommends improvements to road design, lighting, and speed limit enforcement, as well as better headlights and vehicle design. We here at Autoline believe that distracted drivers and distracted pedestrians are probably playing a role too. Still to come, Volvo incorporates Google's operating system into its next-gen infotainment system.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
You may not know this, we didn't either, that ever since 2016, all new 60 and 90 series and now XC40 Volvos sold in Sweden and Norway come standard with a feature called Hazard Light Alert. If any vehicle equipped with the system turns on its hazard lights, an alert is sent to the dashboard of all nearby Volvos connected to the cloud service. Now Volvo is extending the alert system to select models in its truck division. And it doesn't matter if a car or truck hits the hazard button, both will be alerted. We like this idea, and Volvo says it's open to collaborating with other automakers. And in other Volvo news, its next generation infotainment system, called Sensus, will be based on Google's Android operating system. It plans to embed the voice-controlled Google Assistant, Google Play Store, Google Maps, and other Google services. Part of the appeal is that new apps and software updates will be available in real time and can be applied automatically. Volvo says it will be a couple of years before we see the first Android-based Sensus system. If you live near Frisco, Texas, which is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, and you want an experience in autonomous vehicle, here's good news. The startup Drive AI, which uses Nissan NV200 vans, just launched a pilot program for an autonomous ride-hailing service in the city. The test will last for 6 months and will include a person behind the wheel to take over if needed. Still to come, a look at when Toyota is going to bring out the new Highlander.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
The best way for any automaker to boost sales is to come out with a brand new vehicle. And in the U.S. market right now, the best kind of vehicle to bring out is an SUV. And we just got word that Toyota will replace the Highlander at the end of next year. Auto Forecast Solutions says that the new Highlander will go into production in December of 2019 at Toyota's plant in Princeton, Indiana. Last year, Toyota sold 215,000 Highlanders in the U.S. market, and so far this year, sales are up 10%. We've also got news that Ford's truck assembly plant in Kansas City has temporarily shut down due to a fire at a supplier plant. Ford makes the F-150 in Transit van there. The supplier is Meridian, which makes magnesium castings and assemblies. Meridian began operations in Canada 37 years ago, and 2 years ago, it was acquired by the Chinese company Wanfeng. And hey, just a quick reminder that AutoLine After Hours is this Thursday. Our special guest is Rob Wickman, the director of engineering for Ram Truck, who will be bringing one of those new beauties with him. So if you have any questions about that pickup, send them our way to viewer mail at autoline.tv. Then join John and Gary for some of the best discussions in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and we hope to see you again tomorrow.